Hello, everyone. Welcome to the September 6th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for September 6th to September 13th and beyond? So, the big news today is that, on Sunday, September 6th, Venus ends its retrograde period. The planet of relationship and agreement has been backwards in the zodiac since July 25th, which has been problematic for all Venus significations. But, even though Venus is no longer going to be retrograde, Venus is still conjunct Mars. So, Venus significations are still under pressure. Venus will have to wait a bit longer until Mars leaves Cancer in another week or so, whereupon Venus will be in the clear. In the meantime, the combination of the two gender planets will generate excitement, passion, and yes, irritation and argument. So agreements are still problematic. Relationships can still experience friction. And financial markets are still likely to experience volatility until mid-September. This week, Jupiter comes out of combustion. When a planet is so close to the sun that we can't see it, the planet and its significations get burnt up. This condition especially affects the planet's material significations. Since Jupiter is the planet of wealth, and Venus the planet of finance, there have been some really nasty shocks to the global financial situation lately. Therefore, Jupiter coming out of combustion, and Mars pulling away from Venus, will give financial markets a breather. All three planets, Jupiter, Venus, and Mars, will be visible on the easterly horizon just before sunrise for the next couple of months. Also this week, actually next Sunday, will be a new moon in Leo. Note that this new moon will be together with Jupiter, which is a good thing, since Jupiter gives the birth of the new lunar month a healthy dose of optimism. But the energy of this lunar month gets somewhat compromised due to the full moon being a total lunar eclipse on September 28th at 10 degrees Pisces. Since the full moon represents the culmination of the month's energies, when it is obscured by an eclipse, it means that the month is not as productive as it might be otherwise. This forthcoming eclipse will be the last of the so-called tetrad of blood moons, a series of four lunar eclipses that began 2 years ago. Okay, that's all there is to report for this week. Much more coming up next week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.